Welcome to Confessions from a Dental Lab. This show is all about bringing you into the lab, beneath the surface, so you can see things, hear things, and understand things right from the source. Learn from longtime ceramists, dentists, and lab techs, both young and old. Without further ado, let's begin. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions from a Dental Lab, the show that takes you beneath the surface, right to the source, so together through these episodes, we can all get a little bit better. My name is KJ Eichsted. I'll be your host, and I'm joined today by Frank Heiser, the general manager of Newark Dental Lab. Frank, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, KJ. Always an honor to be on the show. I'm excited.
Super fun to have you on, man. I know we love checking in and seeing some of the big picture stuff. And that's going to be today's episode because you're a very busy guy, you know, running the lab, being a very influential, person in the industry in general, talking to dentists, really doing it all in a variety of ways. And it's always great and rewarding for dentists and the audience and myself to get your perspective on just some of these dental lab trends and overall industry trends. And that kind of is my first question, Frank. Like, it's early 2024, but it's not that early. We're just in the March now. So we've had about 2 months in the year elapse. January and February were very busy for us. And I guess, like, let's just start there. What have you been seeing early 2024, I guess, in terms of the industry in general? Any trends you kind of notice?
Yeah, we've been fortunate to be very busy, and that I never take that for granted. You know, that's something that, we're very grateful to all the clients that continue to support Newart and entrust us with their work. And, that comes with a great deal of responsibility. Myself and I can speak for everybody here at Newart, we don't take that responsibility lightly, always trying to improve, trying to bring new technology, researching new materials, trying to get the right fit for every individual. There's no one product that's a blanket solution for everybody. And so the rate at which materials and technology are constantly evolving, it just seems like it's going at hyperspeed. And yeah. So very exciting time, can feel overwhelming at times, but I tend to describe it as an exciting time, full of opportunities and really a lot of interesting things coming down the pike. I know we've spoken in the past about the involvement of AI, and certainly that's only going to be getting greater and greater. AI is interwoven with many of the design softwares that we use today and many of the things that we are already implementing in the laboratory. I still see them as something that is really not replacing our know-how or our technical ability, but only enhancing.
Yeah, enhancing.
Something that we're constantly able to build on. Certainly, we are looking to lean on it in the laboratory to take away from any kind of mundane tasks. You know, those repetitive, mundane tasks, file transferring. File moving, file saving, things like that. I can't tell you how much time in our day goes to just file transferring.
Yeah.
And when those kinds of things can be done by AI, that frees up technicians to be able to focus on those fine details, our craftsmanship. The ability to infuse our understanding of the way, teeth function and our materials work. And so we're able to free up that brain power to really make these things great. And so that trend continues of the involvement with AI. Other technological trends, we continue to go towards 3D printing, more of the additive manufacturing versus the milling. Milling is still awesome, and I've always said that we're super confident in our ability to mill things well.
Yep.
But the reality of it is that with recent developments in 3D printing and some of the newer materials that are coming out, that really seems the direction that the industry is going.
You know, just to add on top of your point and make a connection really quick, 3D printing is one of those things where you mentioned like the rate of change, where 3D printing's rate of change is like exponential almost, and it's like so is AI. So those are two things that I believe that are really advancing at a very similar like breakneck pace, but there's all just benefits to dentistry. Dentists, you know, the technicians, like you said, I know when I'm working on stuff on like the branding marketing realm, a lot of what I have to deal with too behind the scenes that just is an afterthought to a lot of people is just like file transfer. You know, like the bigger these files get, whether it's video files, whether it's like graphic files, whatever it is, like part of things are like oftentimes transferring them, compress them to a size you can send it in an email. And that's just one of those things we don't really think about. We just assume that it is. And you mentioned a recent development here at the lab where we're doing something, kind of having like an AI assistant basically just like download files for us so that we can free up our best designers to just like spend more time designing. And that's like an add-on value add to all the dentists out there. But
Not only that, it eliminates the potential for human error in that process, right? So it doesn't happen often, but, and I hate to even talk about this on a podcast and kind of
just keeping it real,
expose a vulnerability, but every once in a while, and this is a really bad day, and we take this really seriously here at NewArt, but every once in a while a file gets missed, right?
Yep.
And there is no physical receipt of that, you know, case existing if we don't access that file. And so that's a serious thing that oftentimes it's too late by the time it's recognized and somebody's got a patient in the chair and that case isn't there. That's a bad day. And that's unacceptable. And so, solutions like this, will eliminate that human error. Hey, I clicked on something, or thought I clicked on something, thought I downloaded this file, but perhaps didn't. And currently, we have some really good processes to avoid that from happening.
Yeah.
But they're very manual, right?
Yeah.
They're very manual. They're basically printing out a receipt of all the cases that have been downloaded that are in our queue, and somebody manually checking each one of them off.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas things like this will eliminate that need for having to verify every single one of those files being present. So I think that's going to be a huge game changer for us in the laboratory. And the main thing is it's going to be a game changer for our
dentists,
clients,
yeah,
patients, to not have to go without, ever. And so just to have a more bulletproof system to be able to do that. And more and more of our work is going towards receiving iOS scans. And so that's only going to be more and more critical as we go forward.
Well, and I think it's so interesting how I love when you come on, because extremely talented. Frank's got a ceramics background, but he's been managing the lab for many years now. So he understands a lot of these different departments at a very high level. But I always appreciate the realness, and I know that our listeners do as well. And it's cool because you kind of explained like, you know, a large enough sample size, we like to use the term like as few remakes as possible, but you've used it before, like the batting average, right? If you have a baseball player can go 1-for-1 or even like 4-for-4 in a really good game, but when you get like thousands for thousands or like 10,000s for 10,000s, like there might be a mix up here or there. And what do we do when that rare occurrence happens? Well, I know, for example, I've delivered emergency cases before. I know you've delivered emergency cases. We do have the ability to rush cases. You know, we do have the ability to basically pull off miracles in a dental lab sense of things. So I thought it was really cool how you kind of addressed that. Like, we're always improving efficiencies. In the rare occasion that something does maybe slip through the cracks, like we do have contingencies in place to just essentially just get the job done. Any final thoughts on that, maybe like industry trends that we touch on the midwinter conference?
Yeah, the another trend, and we've spoken about this one before, but as I said when we were discussing it, this is regarding our digital dentures, and that's a trend that is really taking over the industry. We are never the first adopters of any technology. We like to test things out. We like to go in carefully, make sure it's a good fit for our production, and more importantly, that it's something we can stand behind and that you are confident delivering, you're proud to deliver, and that your patients are happy to receive as well. And so we are right on the cusp of a really good digital denture workflow launch. And I am very excited about this. We have a lot of brain power behind this. Dan Dr. Stoiber,
yep.
TJ, Scott, and so many others in the laboratory that we're all infusing all of our experience and all our background into this to really try to make this a really successful launch where we're not really giving up very much, if anything, by moving in this direction and only have so much to gain,
you know,
just from being able to reprint things, access a file should something get damaged or lost, being able to communicate very well over changes that need to be made, and potentially in a perfect situation even get these things down to a 2-appointment situation,
mm-hmm.
So we're very, very excited, and we've been meeting in the background. I know you, KJ, you've been putting a lot of work into this as well. And so we're very, very excited to be, really solidifying our position as a digital denture dental laboratory.
Yeah, no, it is cool. We're working on it. We're almost there. And I think one of these future update episodes will have some very exciting news to share. So definitely keeping an eye on that. Just basically put an exclamation mark on the word efficiency. Definitely a year of efficiency. I think last year was also a year of efficiency, but just continuing to become better, just like we always preach in these episodes. Like, we're not going to get, 1% every day, just get a little bit better every day, and then over 365 days, that adds up to a lot. And so that's what's exciting here, and really just driving home that point, how we are, early adopters. We're not the first adopters, but we like to get to a point where we can trust and have confidence in methods that we can then pass that trust and confidence along to our dental partners. And Frank, I know recently you were actually at the midwinter meeting in Chicago, and because every year the lab grows and you take on more responsibility and stuff, and I know that you always really enjoyed just seeing everything, but maybe didn't get to do quite as much as that this year. But I guess any general takeaways from the midwinter conferences, I think it's fun to hear your perspective on that.
Yeah, it's so hard to decide, what to chase while you're there.
A couple of 48 hours.
So much. Yeah. And so the one thing that is very refreshing about it is you can't possibly sit in on every lecture that you want to. You can't possibly talk to every vendor that you want to talk to, but we actually had a decent team that went down, and so divide and conquer. And if I wasn't there personally at a certain lecture, there was very likely another person on the team from NewArt attending that and trying to gain that knowledge to bring it back here into the laboratory to benefit everybody that we do work for. And so it was a great meeting. It always goes by way too quickly. Very excited about some of the takeaways from it. Certainly the new processes, new materials. Learned a lot about AI. Learned some about just general team building. That stuff isn't necessarily
restricted. It's very important.
Yeah, it's not restricted to the dental industry, but super important. We got a big team here, and building a better team is always something that we're striving to do. And so they're definitely one of the best and most eye-opening lectures that I attended. Actually had to do with the state of dentistry in general and some of the economic pressures that dentists are facing. Mm-hmm. And so that was very interesting to me.
Yeah.
And I think it's super important to understand the pressures that your clients may be dealing with. And so
in the same boat together. Yeah.
So basically it just talked about how, the dental spend is less now than it once was. Reimbursement is lower. A lot of the things we kind of knew in the background, but to see good solid data that really shares the pressures that you as dentists are going through right now really helps me align with those pressures and make sure that NewArt is here in support of that.
Yeah, because we always say great dentist plus great lab equals winning team. And the more we can just, I guess, be transparent and aligned is probably the key word. Take it back to aligned technologies, great word. The better we can serve each other. And it's always good to to be aware of what's going on industry-wide. And that's why I always love these episodes, just getting a great perspective. And we actually had an amazing event at the lab recently, a CE event. It was complimentary. It was a phenomenal turnout. So I just want to thank everyone for coming to that and participating in our hands-on CE event on photogrammetry in partnership with Straumann. It might have been one of the best CE events we've ever done. And Frank, I know you were having a great time using the iCam, scanning with that, experiencing some of the technology, like the latest and greatest. And would you mind just sharing a little bit about that and your takeaways?
Yeah, this is just an incredible technology. And it's been out for some time, but it's fairly new to NuART. We've been involved in all on four cases, pretty regularly, doing them completely conventionally. This iCam is a game changer. And really what it does is just improve the patient experience tremendously, we're not having to take all these conventional impressions, but it's also very accurate technology. And so whenever you can improve your accuracy and improve the patient experience, I mean, it's a no-brainer, right? Yeah, it's a no-brainer. This is something we have to chase and go down. And so, myself and Kenny on our team, we've been on a few of these scans. We've got some of these scans on the books already. So if anybody's interested in any information on that, please feel free to reach out to myself or Kenny. But we'd love to help anybody in the area with these scans. And it's a game changer. The accuracy of it, I cannot stress enough. It's something that we can really, really verify. We will be presenting in the near future on likely some alternatives that don't involve photogrammetry. It's always good to present a solution, but I'm always one where, hey, is there something better out there? Is there another alternative? Perhaps for some of you that are a little further out, where maybe you're outside of basically where we can reasonably travel to in the area, what solutions are there for you? And so I think it's very important to be able to bring a technological solution to everybody. And so we're not stopping at photogrammetry. We're continuing on. So stay tuned. We'll be having some likely some CE here at the lab about some alternatives to that.
Yeah, I mean, and just like the user experience, I know the dentist trying it out, we're having the best time. I know you looked like you were having a lot of fun testing it out.
It's fun. It's cool. Tech is just cool. Super exciting. And to see that that blue light shining, now it's a blue light. It used to be green. So we have the newest one.
Sound effects.
Yeah. It's kind of like you're playing a video game, but it's really serious stuff, actually. And so to be having that much fun while you're doing something that serious, it's just cool.
And then like, I think that's a source of just like something we can be proud of at the lab, allowing that learning, and not only learning, but like experiential learning to foster here. Because we work hard all the time, but it's amazing to give like X factors about the lab. And one of those X factors is just the CE events. They're not every day, but we do have many of them throughout the year. And if you're ever interested in those, send us a message, send us an email. We'll add you to our list so you're always informed. And I would highly encourage everyone to check those out. Frank, any final thoughts on that? And I was just going to ask you, like, what else is new at the lab and what are you excited about for the future? Because it's funny, I'm looking at our files right now. The last time we did a State of the Dental Lab Industry episode was about early first week of January. So here we are just about 2 months later. It's kind of a good little checkpoint. What else is new in the lab? And then, like, what else are you excited about?
Yeah, it's hard to go through all the changes and all the things that we're doing here. But really, we're in the process of, updating some of our 3D printing, being true to where the trends are going. You always want to kind of be ahead of it. And so we're in the process of revamping our 3D printing capabilities. That's big. So that's going to take some reorganization. We're bringing in some dedicated people to be able to, taking care of this equipment is very, all of it's very pricey, very sensitive, and needs to be well managed in order to be able to have, you know, real quality, reproducible prints from them. And so, and that becomes even more and more serious as you're making final prostheses that are going to be in the, it's one thing when you're printing a model, it's quite another when you're printing a final prosthesis or a night guard or something of that nature. And so we're really putting a lot of firepower behind that printing and basically reorganizing that. So we have really good validated protocols for how to do this and certainly be able to identify issues in a proactive manner. That's super duper important to me. That's one change that we're doing. We're constantly building on the team. That's something that never goes away. Working on our customer service constantly. And you know, really, the digital dentures are the next big thing. So it's the photogrammetry and the digital dentures are the two hot things in the laboratory right now. Okay. And so we're basically have just launched the photogrammetry, and we're right around the corner from launching those digital dentures. And so that's what's hot right now.
I can't wait for the next update. Yeah. Like that'll be fun to just check in a little bit. Yeah, no, and I encourage everyone who might be listening, if you haven't yet toured the lab, send us an email, write us a message on Instagram, give us a call. We're happy to set it up. I'll set it up for you. And this pertains to dentists, whether you're local or across the country. Like if you're somewhere, we service dentists all from the East Coast to the West Coast, North and South. If you're somewhere out of state, we're located in Wisconsin. But if you're out of state, I'm happy to hop on like a FaceTime with you. Maybe you're interested in a lab-wide tour. Maybe you're interested in just a particular department. I'm happy to connect you with our thought leaders, our team leaders in their various categories. But we just want to help you win in 2024. And keep changing the world one smile at a time. So, Frank, any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
No, just an exciting time to be part of the dental industry. You know, very exciting time. And so to be at that crossroads between technology and traditional, it's just extremely exciting. And so I feel very fortunate every day I get to come in here and tinker around with all the great products, all the great materials, and be able to be surrounded by the high level of technical expertise that we have here at NewArt. There's no one person, and I've said this before, there's no one person here that's the secret behind NewArt's success. It's just the consolidation of all our minds and all our abilities that really are what makes this place tick. And so I'm very, very fortunate to have the team that I have around me to be able to do the types of cases that range anywhere from a full gold crown that's cast right here, in this laboratory, to, cutting edge, all on four designs, and everything in between. And so it's just very, very exciting. All the different product lines, the variety that crosses our benches every day. We're very, very fortunate to be here. Very, very fortunate to have all of you clients sending us work. And so thank you to all of you to continue to support us. We're working very hard in the background to continue to bring you the very best in technology, the very best in processes, the very best in quality control, and ultimately, just trying to make your patients smile.
Yeah, enough said. I mean, very well said. Just want to thank everyone for tuning in. As always, it's amazing to have Frank on here, get a little update on the overall state of the industry, what's going on in the lab. And I encourage everyone who's listening, just text the show to one friend, and that's a great way to help us grow. It's a great way to help all of us get a little bit better. So week by week, day by day, month by month, we can just keep improving and keep changing the world. So Frank, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you all the listeners, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Confessions from a Dental Lab. If you'd like to contact the show, simply send us an email at dentallabpodcast@gmail.com. You can also get in touch with us at life@newartdental on Instagram. Thank you for listening once again. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Make sure to subscribe and tell a friend. And until next time, we're out.